So the next three chord song we're going to look at is Twist and Shout by the Beatles. So I've mentioned in the lesson that you actually have to play the D chord twice, G chord twice, and then A chord four times. If we just do that, you know, very straight, it sounds like this. Okay, so there's nothing wrong with that at all, but if we want to get it closer to the original, there's a slight push when moving between each chord. So listen to this. So I'll do the straight version, and then I'll do the pushed version so you can hear the difference. So you get... Okay, listen to the pushed version now. So I'll just break down the strumming that I'm doing there. The easiest way to do this is, I guess, if I just play it slowly for you. So listen to this. You're going to go... So the best way when you're learning this is to really try and listen to the song as much as you can. You know, don't worry too much about which way you're strumming. Just listen to the original recording, listen to how the Beatles are playing in it, and see if you can play along. There's a really great feature on YouTube, actually, which is a slowdown feature. It's down in the little toolbar, and you can actually slow it down between half speed and three quarter speed. So if you are struggling to pick it up, slow it down, and then see how you get on. Okay, so I hope that's helped you, and good luck with learning this song.